This episode is brought to you by Puttercup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Puttercup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Puttercup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Puttercups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Puttercup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the Pressure Putt Combo, you really save. And the Pressure Putt Combo includes both the Speed Bump and the Center Cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER. This episode is brought to you by Indeed, a company driven by the search for better. Because when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search, but to match. Think about the time and energy you've put into finding the best candidate for an opening you have. But it's more than finding someone. You want to match all the candidates to your needs. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with the right candidates faster. Indeed leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. And Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And here's how to get your openings more visibility. Because you're a Golf Smarter listener, you get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. So go to Indeed.com/GolfSmarter right now and let them know that you heard about Indeed here. That's Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Some brands offer you low finance, or cashback, or servicing.
Renault don't do ors. We do ands. The Renault Kadjar, with 1.91% APR and €1,000 cashback and 3 years servicing, saving you thousands. Renault, the brand with the ands. Visit your local Renault dealer. Finance is made under a hire purchase agreement. Terms and conditions apply. Deposit required, subject to lending criteria. See Renault.ie.
Golf Smarter Premium number 544, published on June 14, 2016, is brought to you by Live View Golf. Practice perfectly, practice precisely, practice independently with Live View Golf's real-time camera and free app. Get free shipping inside the continental U.S. with the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. Learn more at liveviewgolf.com and stay tuned. Live View Golf with PGA certified instructor Patrick Parrish and inventor Shane Yang.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
It's good to have you here. It's interesting to have two people live on the show at once. We don't do this very often, but I'm excited to have you both on because you're going to give two sides of a story that are going to verge right together that are kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. Patrick, you're a PGA certified teaching professional.
Correct. I'm here at Nicholas Club Monterey, and I'm the director of instruction.
Okay, very good. And yeah, I want to thank everybody here at Nicholas Club Monterey. Got a chance to play with my friend and come out and meet you and play this course, and
You know, it's struggling with water, as a lot of California is, but it's a really fun course. It's a really good course.
It's a beautiful facility as well.
Yeah, it is a beautiful facility. And Shane, you are the creative person of this partnership, right?
Yes.
You're the inventor of the product that we'll get to in a few minutes about LiveView Golf.
Yes, thank you.
But Patrick, I want to start with you and talk about how video is used and the advantage of using video in teaching golf.
Well, as you know, videos changed quite a bit throughout the years. Initially, when I was taking lessons from Ben Doyle, he used to take a sequence camera. It was black and white, and it was a Polaroid, and he'd stick it under his arm for it to develop, and then he'd pull it off, and he kept an extra index fingernail long so he could draw lines on it. He'd show your swing plane, for example, or your head, whether it was staying stationary or not, or whether you were maintaining your lag on the downswing. So really, this is kind of an offshoot from that. And, you know, the LiveView Golf camera, as far as the intellectual, you know, side of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, from that, video has gotten progressively better. We had the black and white. We had those big, heavy-duty cameras for a while, and those were very expensive. Mm-hmm. Of course, now we have the iPad. I remember a company called Swing Solutions when I was at Pebble Beach Golf Academy, Jim Fleming. And, you know, it was very expensive to do video. Of course, now we have apps that can do that.
Right, exactly. But how is video used? And a lot of people have taken lessons and they see video, but what is the value to an instructor? Why does video help you so much as an instructor?
Well, it gives me the ability to show the student, this is what you're doing, this is what you think you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so 9.9 times out of 10, they don't realize I do that. Or, you know, like one of my students, he says, how come my swing's not as pretty as others? You know?
Yeah, right.
You don't realize that they're so off balance that they really are, or say they're so off plane than they really are. So from that, you know, when you see juniors, for example, from day one, having the ability to see themselves, it's really made a difference in the progression of their game. And that's why we're seeing a lot more common denominators now with, you know, for example, leg action. I don't know if you remember the Jason Day and the Roy McIlroy, their swings are nearly identical. So I think from the old days, there was a lot more personality in the golf swings. The Arnold Palmers, the Jack Nicklaus, Johnny Miller, the Ben Hogan, they all had their own personality. But I think video has bringing people together now biomechanically and seeing what really is the most efficient. So we're seeing a lot more kind of a common denominator, as I call it.
So are we trying to create like an exact swing perfectly replicated, or doesn't everybody have their own swing?
Everybody does have their own swing, but there's slight variations to that.
Yeah, I've always had a lot of frustration when if I get a lesson and they go video and they show me video of my swing, and then they go, and here's what Tiger looks like, here's what you're doing with Tiger's
right.
not. I'm like, I'm not even trying to be Tiger. It's impossible for me to have
you know,
that kind of flexibility and strength. Why are you comparing me to Tiger?
And that's why a really qualified instructor, it's important for them to know that you're not going to be Tiger Woods. What we have to work on is a variation that suits your need, that fits your stroke pattern. I come from a golf machine background, so there's 24 components, and within those components, there's variations. For example, you might have
the golf machine, you mean like
the golf machine as in Homer Kelly.
That's what I thought, like way back the golf machine.
So I come back. So that's what Ben Doyle's teaching was based off of. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, for example, his swing is based on golf machine background with Mike Shy. You know, there's a lot of different disciples that came from the golf machine, and we're really trying to understand the golf machine more and more because it's so sophisticated. But the true interpretation of the golf machine is that you can have many different variations for a certain component. For example, you might have an overlap, you might have interlock, you might have baseball, you might have cross-handed. Those are all stroke type or grip types.
Right.
They're all legitimate.
Yeah.
So there's no standard way. You just, a really qualified instructor, again, will be able to know what your stroke type is and let you know what it is so that you don't get off.
And ultimately the goal is not to change somebody's swing or what their body can or can't do. Ultimately, the goal is getting the club square at impact.
Correct.
Okay.
Square at impact and going on the right plane.
And how does video make that so much more effective for a teacher?
Well, for example, you can see on the downswing whether they're coming across the plane or they're under the plane mm-hmm. or they're coming down through the center of the golf ball so that all the vectors are being directed through the center of the golf ball. You can also detect the divot if it's in front of the golf ball, as Bobby Clampett's research has shown from the impact zone.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom of the divot is 3 to 4 inches in front.
Right.
I thought that was, you know, he really
That's
nailed
huge.
It. It really nailed it there. You know, yeah, you can have all so these different
many
swing
people
styles.
Are like trying to lift the ball off the ground and
right.
they get this divot 5 inches in front of the ball and right. don't realize the bottom of the swing.
And there's actually a direct correlation between a person's handicap and where the bottom of their divot is. So
really?
Yeah. So
Wait, keep going with that.
So for example, professional, the bottom of their divot is 3 to 4 inches in front of the line from the back of the ball. If you were to draw a line in back of the ball, the deepest part of the divot is 3.5 to 4 inches in front for a professional, say on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
A single digit or a good club pro might be 3 inches.
Okay.
And then as you progressively work back, their handicap goes back. So So for example, 36, the bottom of the divot is probably right underneath the ball. So if you can get people to swing on plane to get the bottom of their divot forward, you've nailed a great deal of it.
Just to get them to get a divot is a big deal.
Is a big deal. because as you know, they all try to scoop up on it rather than hit down on it.
Right, right. So video has really, utilizing video for golf instruction has really changed.
Absolutely.
Your business.
Has changed the business, but also the accessibility of it. You know, before,
right, that's where I wanted to go next.
Like with Swing Solutions, you know, you had to pay money in order to get it. And I remember being at Poppy Hills after Pebble Beach Golf Academy, they had a machine off to the side where you could put money in it in order to see your golf swing. But now, shoot, it's right, your iPad or your iPhone or, you know, some other Android device where you can look at your golf swing and you can say, okay, I don't like that one, delete, try it again. And your friend can do it,
right?
You know, for you.
But just having your iPhone and put in slow motion,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're using your iPhone and video slow motion, why isn't that enough? Why doesn't that work just as well for somebody?
Because a lot of times they misinterpret it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you need the qualified PGA professional who mm-hmm. can, and even within the, you know, those professionals, there's some that know more than others.
Right.
Because their interpretation of it, you know, why am I off the plane? Well, how do I get there? You know, that's the whole key. Sure, I'm off plane, but how do I get on plane?
Right. And there's so many other elements that a PGA professional is going to see that an amateur will not. Like, you know, yeah. I remember shooting some video of a friend of mine, and he goes, well, my hands are in front of the ball when I hit. Yeah, but your hips are not moving, and you're,
correct.
You know, you're coming from over the top. And
right.
there's so many things that a PGA professional has been trained to look at that mm-hmm. we can't see.
In fact, just recently, yesterday, I was playing with a friend of mine. He couldn't figure out why his divot wasn't forward because he felt like his hands were forward, but he was flat on his back foot. You know, mm-hmm. he never got over to his left side. His hips weren't turned. So he didn't have really an effective pivot, which would allow him to have that forward swing bottom, to allow him to get the impact of the ball first and then the divot in front of the ball. So there's a lot of different...
Yeah, there's so many different
yeah.
issues that come up that you'll find on video.
Correct.
A sway, left to right sway into your hips,
mm-hmm.
right? No rotation at all. What are some of the other things that jump out to people that are like, wow, I never knew I did that?
Well, sway is, you know, staying in posture is a huge thing. You know, not only is it in the setup, but it's during the golf swing as well,
mm-hmm.
through impact. For mm-hmm. example, we were just working with Shane's daughter this morning, and she has a tendency to come down a little bit too much, so her divots get a little deep, and mm-hmm. she gets a little too narrow. So
what do you mean by narrow?
By she doesn't keep the width in her left arm. It breaks down a little bit.
Okay.
So posture is a huge part of it. Again, you have to maintain posture throughout the whole golf swing. And then, because that allows you to have an effective pivot. If you get closer to the ball or you sway, you're not rotating around a constant axis. Okay, so posture is very much a part of it. You know, you heard the old PGA acronym, posture, grip, alignment. You know, alignment's another part of it. And alignment facilitates the ability to swing on plane. For example, if I aim way right and I'm looking left, that's going to change my swing plane, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay? So alignment facilitates the ability to stay on plane, but it doesn't mean you're going to be on plane. So those are the little things you look at first. You know, if somebody's grip is really poor, and they can't hinge the golf club, they can't load the golf club, they can't develop any lag, can they? Because they never really loaded it.
Right.
So you can always look at the old PGA acronym first.
And do you use PGA acronym?
Yeah, I do.
And do you start with
I do.
Posture?
I start with posture, the grip, alignment.
Because we recently talked to someone who started with grip. Thought that it was better to start with grip because once you have the grip correct.
But I remember at one of the PGA teaching summits, you know, Ben Doyle was back there. And he had a tendency to be controversial. And he said, my God, he finally stood up and said, when are we ever going to get past posture, grip, and alignment here? You know, we already know. We've been talking about this for how many years, right? You got all these qualified instructors around and everyone, Ben, sit down, please, please sit down. But it was, he's right, though. You know, you have to maintain a certain lag and a certain plane all the way through the swing. You know, and that's where video is so precious, I think.
And does video work better for one, I want to say age group, but I also want to go from the quality of a golfer, from a low handicap for a high handicap. Does video work better for some other than others, or does it work for everybody?
I think it works for everybody, but with people that are older, people that are, say, less able to move their body as well.
Less flexible.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get them, I think, you're not going to get them to be able to make drastic changes.
Yeah, they're pretty ingrained.
Say as, you know, Shane's daughter, you know, and Megan, you know, she's, what, she 14?
She's 15.
15 now. So she's
going
to be.
Keep it down, okay?
She's going to be making change. You know, I could just tell her, hey, do this. Because she worked with video at a very early age, see? So she knows what to do.
So it really enhances your awareness overall.
Absolutely. Wow. I think that's the key part of it. It enhances your awareness where you can make changes rapidly.
Sure.
Or like
sure.
A Sidney Burleson.
Fred Shoemaker talks about awareness, right?
And yeah.
Being totally aware of where your hands are, what your swing is. And it's because it goes so fast, so many of us have trouble like identifying. You know, like, I know what I'm supposed to do, and there, my swing just took a second to go, and what happened? Yeah, why did that happen?
But when you grow up with video and you're accustomed to visualizing it, you can get, they make the change real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was going to say, Sidney Bertelsen, I've never seen anybody able to make changes so quickly. You know, she went to Stanford to play golf there. You could just tell her one thing and boom, she just knew how to do it.
Because she went to Stanford. Anyone go to Stanford, you tell them one thing, they got it.
No, it's interesting because actually, I don't want to jump the gun, but you know, we've been...
Did we ask you to talk?
Well,
I'm kidding. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've had the Live Golf camera out with a number of different instructors, and a number of them working with very high level professionals, and their feedback has been exactly that, which is, you know, the better the player, the more useful they find this camera because they make those changes so quickly because they already understand all these different positions that they're talking about. A lot of times it's just a matter of awareness. They just didn't know that they were, you know, off plane or too steep or something. As soon as they see it, they go, okay, well, if that's all I need to do, then they immediately fix it and it just helps them improve so much faster. I thought that was really amazing to get that kind of feedback.
That's really interesting. So then let's transition into Live View Golf, the product that you guys are introducing, and I'm really excited to help you.
Thank you.
Help you launch this. How long have you worked with it, and how much influence did you have on,
well,
on what the product was?
Shane and I first met at Poppy Hills, and he had brought his daughter Megan, and then later on his other two daughters, Caitlin and Riley, and he noticed a difference in my teaching, and I think I'm a little bit more probably detailed, meticulous, mechanical, precise, geometrical. I think
you laugh at it. You got this smile.
I think he appreciated that. I don't really hold back too much. And so initially we had I had shown him with some aiming rods, some, you know, different colors, you know, there's your takeaway, and anyway, from that, I think it kind of metamorphosized. And then when I had the video and I started drawing lines and this is where you should be, and his daughters would go home to practice and they really didn't know, hey, am I doing what I think I'm doing? They'd look in mirrors, just like I did when I was a kid, and looked in bay windows, right?
Yeah.
Sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
But you're up here like this, and you're right. Looking up, but you weren't staying in your original posture. You weren't looking down at the ground. And so from there, I think, you know, Shane was from the industrial camera business, and then I came in, you know, with the golf side of it. Sure. You know, kind of like how, and he, we put our two minds together, and we said, hey, your technical experience with the camera, mine with where the line should be, and how it, and how this can work for somebody to be able to feel it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key, is you start to swing and you can feel where you are without coming out of posture. You can draw your lines. And that's what we're doing now. We're making videos to what to look for and how to look for it and how to draw your lines. Let's say you want to correct a slice. You want to direct, you want to change a hook. You know, these are the lines you need to make, or you want to work on your posture. So Shane, you want to go on from there?
Yeah, kind of going back to the reason I ended up working with Patrick. I think, you know, I've had my girls learn golf ever since they were tiny. It's not the only thing they did. My oldest daughter was a gymnast. She was a high-level competitive gymnast for many years. But then as she got older, she decided she wanted to get into golf. And so I'm a big believer in, if you're going to do something, you should do it right. So mm-hmm. I started going around the Bay Area. So we live in Cupertino. And started looking at all these different coaches. We probably took lessons with maybe 8 or 9 different coaches all throughout the Bay Area.
Wow.
And, you know, with varying results, I think, you know, there are a lot of good coaches out there, but we just ended up happening to come to Monterey. And, you know, as Patrick said, you know, that very first lesson, I noticed there was something different about the way he taught. And I think what really appealed to me is, I have a very strong natural science background. And one of the things I realized when I watched him teach and when I heard him talk about golf, I realized that the way they see golf, and when I say they, I think Patrick and Ben Doyle and sort of the whole school of Homer Kelly with the golf machine, is that it's basically a physical system. It's physics, right? It's just very, very straightforward, you know, action in, action out. And the trick about hitting a solid golf swing is you got to be able to adjust. As long as everything's coming on plane, then the ball will travel in the direction that you want it to. And that was sort of my first breakthrough when I was watching the girls take lessons with Patrick. This is this idea of it's a bound physical system. It's actually a very simple physical system. And so the key thing you got to do is just make sure that everything's lined up correctly, almost like billiards, right? I mean, if you know you get the cue balls, the cue straight into the cue ball, you know which way the cue balls are going to go. And, you know, golf is essentially the same way. The problem is when you're playing billiards, you can actually line up the club and you have a very objective view of your target and of the balls and the pocket you're trying to go to. That's not the case in golf. In golf, you're standing over the ball. You're taking the club back. You have no idea what's happening back behind you. And so as a result, when you come down, the result is often not what we want it to be. And so, you know, this is one of the things I realized once Patrick started working with the kids. Me, as an outside observer, I could understand exactly what he's talking about in terms of, you know, your swing needs to be on this plane. And if you do this, then the ball will travel straight. But the kids, when they are taking the lessons, they don't have any of that concept. You know, they're kind of going by feel. So in the end, what it ends up being is a golf pro, and I think this is what a lot of traditional golf teaching has been, is a golf pro trying to impart a certain feeling to the student by manipulating their body, by giving them analogies. You know, Harvey Penick was really great at that, right? He had all these little analogies on this is what a proper swing feels like. So the idea is you need to develop that feel in order to be able to properly hit the golf ball. The problem is, you know, without qualified teachers and without having somebody there like literally all the time to make sure you develop the correct feel, it's really easy to slip into the wrong feel. And if you do the wrong feel long enough, often enough, it starts feeling like the right feel. And that's what happens to a lot of us who grew up learning golf without, you know, having a lot of coaching supervision. So we develop these quirks, these habits, and they feel right to us. They feel normal. But when somebody shows it to you on video, you go, oh, my swing looks like that? That's really odd. That's really awkward. And because you don't have that self-awareness like you would have, say, on a billiard table where you can, you know, line it up and say, okay, the cue is straight, the ball is straight, it's going to go in the right pocket. You have that external perception, whereas in a golf swing, you absolutely do not. You know, you're just kind of swinging. You're inside. You have no idea what's happening back here and what's happening coming down. So this led to my... you know, idea of, you know, God, it would be so much easier if I could, you know, just show them what they're doing at any given moment in time. And my background is in cameras. This other company that I work with actually makes industrial cameras. We make fingerprint sensors that are used in Homeland Security and those kinds of things. Oh, wow. But, you know, so I work a lot with the supply chain in terms of the guys that make all the cameras. And the funny thing was I kind of mentioned this to one of my partners and in Taiwan. And he's also an avid golfer. And he said, you know, oh, this is kind of a good idea. Why don't we try making that? And I said, sure, go ahead. You know, it would look something like this. And I went away for 6 months and I came back and all of a sudden he goes, hey, here's a prototype. And I was like, I was stunned. I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I think I can work with this.
Wow.
So then I was thinking, well, he's made it. I guess now I have to actually make a company to sell
committed.
It.
Yeah, right.
I'm committed to it. And that's kind of how the whole thing got started.
Interesting. I need to backtrack just a moment. After you had the lesson, after all those lessons with your girls, and then you had the lesson with Patrick, and you, a light bulb went off for you. I mean, you saw something different. When you got in the car with the girls, what was their reaction to Patrick?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing was just...
I know how you felt.
Well,
what were they? You were like,
I think they were tired.
Just, oh my God.
I think quite honestly, they were
really
tired.
Really, he worked him
because
really.
he's really precise, right? He won't let you get away with kind of, you know,
and
just
you
kind of cheating through it.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you kind of see, I think for the student, a lot of times you talk to them. And even today, we come back just a couple weeks ago. Last lesson we had was maybe 2 weeks ago. She came back and she says, I'm completely wiped out. You know, she did a 2-hour lesson with him.
Wow.
And it was, you know, getting in position, holding the position, making sure it's correct, and you're working muscles that you're normally not working.
Right.
And you know, so I think from a student perspective, it's exhausting. But from a results perspective, you know, I think his results speak for themselves. If you look at his website, you know, he has all of these college players, all these high-level players that have been successful because of the way that he teaches. Because he doesn't let you get away with, you know, squirrely stuff with just kind of cheating through the movements.
So how did your daughters feel about it when you got in the car? Come on. was your head spinning so fast that you didn't even hear what the girls were saying
at
that point?
I think they were
honestly,
tired.
I'm fine.
So,
be quiet.
So to put things in perspective, you know, we live in Cupertino. The drive from Cupertino to come down to Monterey is 1.5 hours each way.
Yeah.
So to take a lesson with Patrick costs us at a minimum 3 hours just to get here and get home.
Wow. That's a big day for the kids.
So, you know, they were tired when they went back. But at the same time, you know, after all the different lessons, you know, the again, as a parent, my feeling was we're seeing results. Mm-hmm. Right. And mm-hmm. and in the end, that's sort of what matters, I think, to a parent and to you as a golfer. You know, you care about results. You don't care about, you know, whatever, you know, how pretty somebody makes your swing look. In the end, you care about the results. And, you know, is it working? Are you improving? And
you feel like you're improving.
You feel like you're improving. You're making better contact.
Yeah.
You're hitting the ball straighter. You're hitting the ball longer. Right. And those are the things that I think are quantifiable. Those are the things that are measurable. And those are the things that in the end, you know, led us to come back and back time and again to work with Patrick.
Well, then let's get into Live View Golf.
Okay.
We've clearly identified a problem and how the technology has been working towards where we are today and made life easier for instructors. I don't know if it's made it easier or more detailed for instructors. But it's definitely a valuable tool to have in your teaching bag.
Hugely.
It's almost imperative at this point, isn't it? I mean, are there teachers who refuse to use video?
Well, we'll talk about this. You know, like for example, a lot of guys use the numbers now. They'll use a TrackMan or a FlightScope,
sure.
And they're strictly looking at that in order to determine what the mechanics are.
Right. And is that enough, or is that?
I think there's validity to it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still believe that there are certain positions that you need to look at mm-hmm. with a video. Mm-hmm. I think probably ideally you should have both.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the camera again, I think the camera allows you to look at yourself in real-time space in order to get at the positions in order to get the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, as the shots get, it's not at, as the positions and the swing gets better and the impact gets better, the shots get better. It's not vice versa. The shot, as the shots get better, the, you know, the swing gets better or the impact
right.
gets better.
Right.
And I think sometimes the numbers work backwards.
Interesting.
You know, the camera allows you to work on how to get there, you know, in a sequential way.
Yeah, I think, you know, and this was in the end sort of why we ended up getting to a live camera. So I think working with Patrick, Patrick is a big user of video, and so that's how I first learned how to understand video and what to look for in a swing. You know, he has his iPad. He likes to use his iPad to record a lot of video. As we're working with the girls, we used a lot of iPads. We used cameras to record them, and then you'd show them afterwards saying, you know, here's what you did wrong. And the way I feel about FlightScope and TrackMan, all those things are, they're helpful. But the problem in the end is that all those devices give you data after the swing has finished, you know, in the sense, you know, one of the things I like to say is those devices are all descriptive. They tell you what went wrong, mm-hmm. but they don't tell you what you need to do in order to correct it.
Interesting.
And how to feel it.
Right. Okay. So in the end, it comes down to this idea of you can show somebody who's off plane that they're off plane,
mm-hmm.
but how do you explain somebody what it feels like to be on plane? There's only really two ways you can do it. One is you physically take their arms and drag them into the right position, and that's what coaches are really good at, right? But for me, the struggle was, well, when we leave Pasadena, we've driven an hour and a half to get back home again. Now what do I do? You know, our next lesson is scheduled maybe in 2 weeks or a month or something like that. So what happens in all that intervening time? You know, if people have built bad habits, they'll immediately go back to their old habits.
Sure.
So the only way you can at that point feel the correct plane is if you have some kind of objective reference to show yourself, so you can check yourself to make sure that you are in fact on plane. And that's what the camera, that's why a live camera is so important as opposed to something you see after the fact. See, after the fact it's done, you know, you take 10 swings. I don't know if you ever had the experience where you've taken video and you're trying to fix some swing problem, usually on plane or casting or whatever you're working on. And you see it, you said, okay, this is the flaw. Then you go hit 10 balls, 20 balls, and you think, I've really fixed it, right? The ball is flying a lot better now. And then you ask your friend to take a video of you again, and you look at it and go, I'm still doing exactly what I was doing before. I didn't fix anything,
mm-hmm.
right? And sure enough, you hit three more balls, and that old habit comes right back out. It's because you didn't really learn the correct feeling of what you're trying to accomplish because you didn't have an objective reference to make sure that you're practicing, you know, practicing the new feel. And that's why the live video is so important. It gives you that objective frame of reference as you're taking your practice swings, as you're moving, to really ingrain the correct muscle memory that you're coming back on plane, that you're moving the body in the way that you want to move as opposed to the way that you're used to moving.
So how does Live View Golf work?
Well, like for example here, I took a
so
video.
So for those listening on the audio podcast, Patrick has just pulled out his iPad.
I just pulled up my iPad.
And so this is being recorded on video if you're listening right now. Hi. We are doing this on video, so you will be able to go back and look at it. And also, I captured some video on my phone of Patrick here in the living room that we're shooting this. I got Patrick taking some practice swings with the Live View Golf, and I'll make that a separate video on our YouTube channel. You'll be able to see that.
Yeah.
So please explain.
So I've taken some swings here in the living room, and as you can see, it's very versatile. I could be outside working on the driving range. I could be in the living room. I could be at the office. And so I took a video, and now I drew some lines. One line would be, say, where the shaft goes through my belly button. Another, this blue line here represents the transition up to the top position being the green line. Now, once I have that, then I go back, and now I'm live. And then I go over and step in here, and I can just track those lines, getting the feeling through repetition getting a kind of motor skill development that I'm over and over tracking those lines and feeling the proper swing plane, what it feels like in my muscles, what it means to stay in posture, what it means for my head to stay steady, whatever it is that you're working on. And like we were talking about, people have the same swing. No, people might have a different swing plane than I do. You know, for example, Bryson DeChambeau, he has a very, his swing plane shifts a little bit.
He also uses one much. Length irons, right?
Yeah, he also uses the same length as a six iron. So it all depends on the individual. Jack Nicklaus had a very high swing plane. Would I try to change him? Would I try to change a Jim Furyk? No, I wouldn't. But he has a certain swing plane that's
And he gets back squared. It's all about getting
squared. He comes right back to the red line or maybe a little bit above it. But he's going right through the center of the golf ball and has that forward swing bottom.
So from a coach's perspective, this gives you the ability to draw the lines, you know, and to see your planes. And then you draw those lines and then you go back and you're shooting video again so you can see those lines live while you're taking your swing, right?
No, I'll put the iPad in front of the student and then they can feel it. And then when they're
ready, when they're at address position, I'm trying to visualize this and do it all so we can like explain to the people who are listening. But it's so when you set the iPad or your iPhone down in front of you, or it works on Android as well?
Right.
Okay. So you set it down in front of you when you're at address position, so you're not really changing your position because you're looking at a monitor right in front of you.
Correct.
And the camera is positioned. It's not the camera being used on your phone. It's a separate camera.
Correct.
So it's looking down the line. It's looking in front of you. So you can see it without having to, like, turn your head to look at different
right.
places.
It's a second device that connects via Wi-Fi to your Android or your iPad or your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So Shane can talk more about that.
So, right. So in order to give you the ability to monitor yourself, you need to be able to move your point of view outside of your immediate surroundings. And that's why we have a camera that's a separate camera from, say, the camera that you're using in your iPad.
And you have one in your hands.
So I have one in my hand. Here's a case, and it's designed to be very, very portable.
So I'm going to hold up. I have an iPhone 6 here, and it's almost twice as tall as your unit and the same width.
Yeah.
So it's small.
It's about the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And it's about 2 ounces, 2.5 ounces, right?
Four ounces.
4 ounces.
But, you know, the goal that we had when designing this thing is we thought we want this to be something that you can carry around with you in your bag all the time. So I wanted it to be really, really light. I wanted it to be something that you can use and practice every day as opposed to having to go to a studio or having to carry a bunch of equipment to the range because today you're going to work on your swing. By trying to make this as light and portable as possible, we think it just makes it very accessible for you to practice. You know, whenever you're working on something, all of a sudden something's not going quite right, you know, this will be there for you. Just pull it right out. It's designed to work with a swing stick and alignment stick. So
it snaps right on it.
Snaps right onto the alignment stick. You basically can plant the alignment stick in the ground vertically. And
what if you're at a driving range that is off of mats and everything is cement?
We are actually releasing an adapter, which will allow you to just put it onto your golf bag with
Great.
One of those Gorilla Pods that just kind of grabs onto
a little tripod that'll just wrap around something.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Things.
Perfect.
So the idea is that it's light, it's portable, it gives you that external frame of reference, and then you use your iPhone not to video but to watch. So
right.
it becomes your monitor, and because it's wireless, it streams the live video right to you. And then the lines are so critical because they give you that precision in terms of making sure that you're practicing, you know, exactly and precisely the swing change that you're working on.
And it's recording this video, so it's still, when you're done for the day, you could still go back and look at it later.
Yes, absolutely.
And can you, if you're taking lessons with a coach, can you send these videos to your coach? Is it ability to share the...
Right now, the sharing videos is a little bit complicated, but we're getting ready to do a software upgrade, which will allow you to
awesome.
Share it seamlessly. But yes, you can pull the video off of the device.
But even if you're not working with a coach, this is almost like having a coach, because if you've ever had a lesson, you know what the lines they're drawing, yes, you know what they're trying to accomplish. You can do this all yourself.
Yes,
this exactly. all works all by
and,
yourself.
And you the instructor could say, hey, do it like this. Here's your line. It goes through the shaft. And then go to the top of your backswing. Draw a line from your hands to the ball. That's your swing plane. Okay, that's where you need to fall. That's your pie sliver, where your pie piece of pie that you want to stay with your swing plane. You want to stay within those two lines.
Uh-huh.
You don't want it to go outside that plane. You don't want to go underneath the plane. But you're going to stay right within that pie shape. You're going to start on the red line and then say go up to your green line.
And that's one of the things that we try to be very careful of, because, you know, this is not a device that teaches you how to swing. We're not trying to usurp the teachers and the teaching industry, because as we talked about early in the program, there's a lot of additional information in terms of video that's beyond just seeing, you know, whether or not you're on plane. You know, as Patrick mentioned earlier in the program, you know, a lot of it is interpreting. There's all these additional factors. It's not just one single thing.
Sure.
So I think working with a professional has a lot of value. But whether you're working with a professional, or some people actually, you know, use programs like this on YouTube where they get advice from different sources, or maybe a book, right? You know, you read a book and it says, you know, you really want to get more of a forward lean on your shaft, something like that. Or maybe it'll say, you know, you need to widen your stance at address. How do you actually implement that? Once you have this information, how do you actually implement that? This is where the camera is really useful, because, you know, a lot of times you read this stuff, or you get a tip on the internet, or, you know, you take a lesson, and then the disconnect is after you have this information, how do you internalize it where you can actually implement it and turn it into into a usable swing?
Right.
Because this is again, what I was talking about earlier is a lot of golf happens sort of inside our own bodies, and we can't see from the outside what our swing is actually doing. And if we're actually following, you know, achieving, you know, this new swing thought or this new swing mechanic that we're working on, whether we got it from a coach, whether we got it off of the internet, or whether we read it in a book.
Right. One of the things that I'm really enjoying here, while you were explaining that, Patrick, the video that you recorded of your swing in the living room here earlier, you have it on a loop. It just keeps playing it, which is great, because you can really study without having to, like,
you kind of get the cybernetics kind of feel.
And you get the rhythm of it. And you can see the lines beautifully. How have you had a chance to share this with other teaching professionals?
Yeah. So
and how's the reaction been?
The reaction has just been fantastic. So
congratulations. That's awesome.
We're still a young company, but one of the teaching professionals who's well known in the industry is Dave Phillips from the Titleist Performance Institute.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually one of the founders, and he's joining our board of directors. Our board of advisors.
Oh wow!
You know, to advise the company on teaching matters and helping us bring in top level tour players to help them, you know, get on board with a product.
Great. There's so many products on the market right now, and they're coming out daily. It feels like new stuff's coming out. What separates LiveView Golf from the pack?
I think, again, the key thing that we've aimed for is to have something that's really portable, something that's affordable, and again, in my mind, the biggest differentiator is it gives you something that's prescriptive as opposed to descriptive.
Sure.
Right? So the idea that you can actually use it to help fix your swing as opposed to trying to figure out what went wrong. You know, I think that's been one of the interesting things. You know, we're starting to go out to a lot of the teaching pros. The idea is that they're the ones in the end who end up, you know, teaching you exactly what you're trying to fix. And their response has just been amazing. I think a lot of the pros that have seen this, I've heard stories about, you know, Patrick's talking about the old school video. A number of pros have told me stories about in the 90s, in the early 90s, they would actually take big, you know, 36-inch Trinitron TV monitors, and they dig a pit in front of the hitting mat, embed the monitor.
No.
Just so they could show their students, you know, what their swing looked like, because they realized it's so valuable to have that live feedback.
Have a phone.
And now we have a phone.
Amazing.
And a wireless camera, so you don't have to run any wires. So, amazing. You know, you can accomplish all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And this little package is $179. You just, you know, pick it up and you carry it around with you. You don't have to
You just
do
beat me
else.
To it. So the price point.
The price point is $179.
Right. That's really a phenomenal price point in today's marketplace, because everything seems to start at $250 and up on all this stuff.
Yeah,
so $179.
And we worked really hard to make sure that this is something that's affordable for everybody. And in fact, today we're doing a special promotion with Golf Smarter.
Okay.
If you if you purchase this and at the checkout you put in a coupon code called Golf Smarter, you'll actually get free shipping. So that'll save you another $10.
Awesome. And do you ship anywhere in the world?
We ship in the United States, and we ship to France, and we ship to Germany right now.
Okay. So if somebody's in Australia or UK or
We
can ship, you may not be able to give free shipping at that point.
We wouldn't give free shipping to those countries, no.
Okay. Okay. But the other countries?
The basically domestic shipping.
Okay. So the free shipping is in the continental United States.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a very generous offer. I appreciate that. I know as a startup company, it's hard to give away anything because you're trying to keep your price as low as possible. So I think it's very generous of you to do that. So again, use the coupon code. You put in Golf Smarter, one word, at checkout. In your coupon code, and if you're in the continental U.S. or if you have a shipping address in the continental U.S., you'll get that free shipping. Great. Do you have a website as well, Patrick?
Yes, it's P Parish Golf.
P Parish, two R's?
That's correct. Two P's, two R's.
PPARRISH golf.com.
Correct.
Okay.
So two P's in front, two R's in the middle.
Okay.
And one more thing I'd like to emphasize is that it's great for the instructor who's working in groups. So, for example, you got five people lined up.
All the time.
And you go, okay, Barbara, I want you to just follow these lines. I'll be right back with you.
Oh.
And then you work over to Fred. Fred, okay, you've been moving your head. I got a circle right here. Keep working on that. You got your iPad in front of you. Fred's working on his head. Barbara's working
on
her swing.
Actually,
usually
it's Fred. You're doing everything fine. I'll move
on. Yeah, exactly right.
Shane,
Fred, you're
right losing case. Swing outside your right hip. So I'm going to draw a line outside your right hip.
So you can have one set up for each student. They can be working on it while you're there, and then you just peek over their shoulder.
And they're working diligently, and they're like, wow, I got to keep that, you know, that hip from going outside that right line, you know. And so that's what. They feel like they're still engaged, you see?
Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
there by themselves.
Right.
They're
right.
still
My
there.
My wife's taking group classes right now, so sometimes she feels like I'm just standing there and I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing and watching other people.
Yeah. Am I doing what I'm doing?
Yeah.
And again, it comes back to our whole thing. It's
Perfect.
About practicing precisely. You know you're doing it. You're monitoring your practice. You're able to
it's
follow what you're doing.
It's not practice that makes
doing.
Perfect. It's a perfect practice
that's
that
correct.
Makes perfect.
And that's what that's this correct. Camera is all about. It's right. about practicing right. precisely.
Wow.
It right. enables you to do that.
And what's the URL for LiveView Golf? How can we find you on the web?
It's www.liveviewgolf.com.
Okay. Do we even need the www?
You do not.
So we'll have that in the show notes as well. And we'll also remind everyone that the coupon code with the price. And I'm sure you're very active on Facebook as well.
We're LiveView Golf on Facebook.
Okay. So you probably have a lot of stuff on there.
Yes.
And we'll put that video up on there of... that I shot on the phone. We'll throw that up there as well.
And we have Twitter and Instagram.
LiveView Golf.
Yes.
No one else has that, huh?
Well, it's kind of a new thing, so.
It's awesome.
And I do primarily Instagram as well.
Okay. Awesome. Well, guys, I wish you all the luck in the world. I think
Thank
it's a
you.
Really exciting product, and it's definitely part of the evolution, the revolution of golf instruction, bringing it to people and making... hopefully making golf swing easier and better, more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Sure. Patrick,
Fred, thank
Shane.
You for having us.
So in addition to the interview you just heard, Golf Smarter TV also features the full conversation and a short instructional video that we just put together on the spot. I shot it with my iPhone. I mean, really, how many times have you stood in front of a mirror to look at your swing?
I mean, either at home or even when you're in an elevator by yourself. We've all done it because we want to see what's going wrong and what feels right. But when you use Live View Golf, you get to see your swing in your position, utilizing all the same video tools that every PGA pro is spending tens of thousands of dollars to put in their studio. And you can do it wherever you have enough room to swing a club. I've actually rigged a small mount that I also use for my iPhone right onto my push cart, and I use it on the range. I've used it on the course and in my yard. It's really very cool and a great, great little invention that Shane has put together. Oh, got to share this with you. And I really hope I don't get in trouble for this. But after the interview, Shane shared a story about a very, very high-profile instructor. You know, one of those guys who's synonymous with top-level tour players and requires hundreds of thousands of dollars in endorsement fees, which is obviously why I can't share his name. Anyway, he saw this. Someone shoved it in front of him. And he said that Live View Golf is going to be a game changer for golf instruction. So that's a pretty outrageous endorsement from someone who we can't say who it is. So go to liveviewgolf.com and buy one today. But don't forget to use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER, one word, to get free shipping inside the continental U.S. Questions, comments, suggestions? Use hashtag GolfSmarter in social media or just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Modern Mammals, a company that creates new hair washing products for men. Visit modernmammals.com and use code GolfSmarter for 10% off. I'm a guy. I get it. Once you find a product you like, especially hair care products, you think, that's it. I'm not changing. Why would I? This works fine. Really? Fine? When is fine good enough in your life, your work, your game? Unlike the shampoo you've been using forever, Modern Mammals products don't have harsh detergents that suds up and dry out your head and hair. And unlike conditioners, they don't leave your hair limp and frizzy. Instead, they lightly clean your hair and scalp, cleansing your hair while protecting its strength and texture. But let's get back to you. Have you ever really cared about what you put in your hair? Probably not. But that's why you need to visit modernmammals.com and read the reviews that prove how well it works. And while you're there, use code GOLFSMARTER at checkout for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with the promo code GOLFSMARTER. That way, they knew we sent you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.